This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Obi is nice enough to join us right now. Obi, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you? And congratulations on being a Knick.
I'm good, and thank you so much for having me in. And yes, it's a blessing being with the Knicks, for sure.
You know, I saw a picture of you standing in front of the Garden marquee, and your mom and dad are behind you. And I
got goosebumps
looking at that picture because I said, can you imagine what this kid is feeling right now? So rather than imagine, let me ask you, what were you feeling standing in front of that marquee with your name and your face on it?
I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't even explain it. It was just an unreal feeling. Like talking about it right now just gives me goosebumps, and me having the opportunity to be in front of a place where I grew up passing every single day and watching them every single day. Like me having the opportunity to see myself on that screen, it was a blessing. So,
was it something you thought about being a possibility before the draft?
I always would want to be a Knick, and I knew it was a very high possibility. There were a lot of good teams before them that could have picked me up, but God works his ways, and God knew that it would be best for me to stay in New York, be around my family, and be with the amazing organization that the Knicks have. So,
Obi, I was looking at your history, and you were born in Bushwick, and you went to Florida,
went to
school in Maryland. Can you take us through the breakdown? When you lived where?
Yes, sir. So I lived in Brooklyn when I was real young. I moved between Brooklyn and Florida about four different times. I went to high school. I went to two different high schools in Florida. Then my parents decided for me and my brother to come back down to New York, and I went to high school in New York at Ossining High School. Then I went to Baltimore to go to prep school, Mount Zion Prep, and then from there went to Dayton, and now I'm right back in my city.
I'll tell you what, the move to go to Mount Zion really paid off because – Obi,
yes.
Frankly, you were not recruited that heavily by colleges, so you kind of proved your worth at Mount Zion, and still it wasn't an overwhelming amount of colleges, and you loved it when you landed in Dayton, right?
Yes, sir, for sure. When I got to prep school, that really changed my life just because I didn't have any offers coming out of high school stuff. Prep school definitely changed my life.
So, I mean, the growth spurt that you had, how important was it? I've read that you didn't dunk until senior year of high school, and you barely
got there,
and now you're one of the best dunkers in the world. So, I mean, how much did that growth spurt mean?
Yeah, so me having the opportunity to be a smaller guy in the beginning years of my high school career, it gave me the opportunity to work on my guard skills. And as I started growing, I knew I might be changing positions, but I still had the skills that I had as when I was a guard. So me having both skills, being able to play big, being able to play guard, like it helps me a lot. It helps me a lot in this position. So,
Obi, normally you'd get drafted in June, and you'd have a
yes,
few
sir.
Months to get acclimated. December 1st, it begins for you.
Yes, sir.
So what is the challenge of having that short turnaround?
It's not a challenge at all. Me having the opportunity to play in the NBA and to definitely be playing with an amazing organization like the Knicks, it's not a challenge at all. It's a blessing. Like whenever the season starts, it starts, and everybody has to bring their A game. And when the time comes, I'll be able to show my A game as well as the team. So,
all right, on social media today, I saw the uniform. You took number one, and it's a good-looking uniform,
yes,
top in number one. Why did you take number one?
I wore number one my whole life, and it goes together, the OB1. The OB1 goes together, so it sounds good. So I had to go with the number one again. So.
Obi, let's talk about your last year at Dayton.
Yes,
you guys
sir.
Were historically good
yes,
and
sir.
Had an opportunity to win it all. Take us through that process when you were watching COVID unfold and you found out that the tournament would be canceled. That must have been pretty tough.
Yes, sir. So we was in Brooklyn, about to go to the Brooklyn Nets facility to practice, and we was watching, I believe it was Fordham and somebody. We was watching them play, and it was halftime, and they never came out after halftime. So we was like, what's going on? And we got a call from coach meeting in the lounge. So we kind of knew what was about to happen because we started seeing on social media teams were dropping out of their conference play, dropping out of play, or saying they're not going to play the rest of the season. So as soon as we got the phone call from coach, we was like, no way, this season is over. So everybody started breaking down crying as soon as we got down there because coach was crying himself and was like, yes, the season's over. We're going to have to get right back on the plane. And it was definitely a hard time, but at the end of the day, we came together and we said we were super grateful for everything that we've accomplished the whole year with the city of Dayton. We had something to play for every single day, and we each and every single one of us on the team knew that, down to the coaches, down to the manager, every single one of us knew we had something to play for every day. And we did great.
I'll tell you what, I remember Dayton when Don Donaher was there. I mean, that's a town that loves basketball, and they finally get the National Player of the Year, you. I looked at your team, Obi, and I said, that team could go to the Final Four. That team has a chance to win it. I mean, that's what makes it tougher, right?
Yes, for sure. We could have definitely went to the finals and won the whole thing, especially with the team that we had.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever think, Obi, I feel like you guys who play at this level, you're used to camps where you play against other crazy players and meeting people,
yes, sir.
But is there anyone out there in the league right now that when you play against them, you're just going to pinch yourself like, I cannot believe I'm on the floor with this person?
I mean, yeah, there's the LeBron James, the KDs, the Giannises, but at the same time, they're a basketball player just like I'm a basketball player. And once we get in between those lines, they tie their shoes just like I tie my shoes. So I have to go into kill mode every single game. And it's not buddy-buddy when the game starts. So yeah, I'm going to be a little starstruck. But at the same time, I'm not going to be starstruck just because I know I have to do what I got to do to help my team win at the end of the day. So
let's be real. You expect to win the dunk contest, right?
Oh,
you almost said
that's on the back of my mind, but we got to get through the season first. So.
Now, your dad was a playground legend. He was known as an unbelievable dunker. How much did he push you to be a basketball player? Was it just something that you wanted to do?
He didn't push me to be a basketball player. He kind of told me whatever I wanted to do, he was going to accept, just like my mother said, like whatever I wanted to do and carry on with my career, like they were both going to accept that. And it so happens to be basketball, like going to all my dad's games and seeing the joy and excitement he had playing the game of basketball, like I wanted that same joy. So me getting on the court for the first time, it was amazing. It was fun. So I just continued with that career.
Obi, do you know what really blows me away? Because we've been doing this show for such a long time, and all we hear about is the Knicks not being a destination, players not sure they want to handle the pressure of New York. For somebody to be so excited to want to play here, what would you say to a player that'd be apprehensive to play here or not sure they wanted to be on this big stage?
I mean, being on any team in the NBA is a big stage just because you're playing in front of a national wide television sport. Like everybody in the world watches the NBA. So wherever you go is going to be national televised, and and being in New York, like, who wouldn't want to be in New York? Like, this is the mecca of basketball. Like, everybody is the Big Apple. Like, basketball is breeded here. And me having the opportunity to play in this amazing city, the city I was born in, it's a blessing. And I wouldn't know who wouldn't want to play here.
All right, so your mom tweeted out a picture of you in a Sprewell jersey when you were just a little guy. Was that your favorite player?
Yes, sir.
Who? Anybody else that you enjoyed on the Knicks?
I used to watch a lot of the Knicks. Like, my grandfather used to have season tickets and used to go to a lot of Knicks games, and we used to watch them all the time. But I definitely remember that jersey because I got it for Christmas. And we was looking at that picture like it was meant to be. I had the Sprewell jersey, number 8. I went number 8 to the Knicks, and it's just a blessing. So,
you know what's cool? I'm just thinking as you're telling that story.
Yes, sir.
Christmas is right around the corner. There's going to be little kids getting an Obi Toppin jersey.
Right, right. With the
pretty
number
cool.
1 on it. So
yeah. With the number 1.
On number 1.
Where's the name Obi come from?
So my original name is Obadiah. Mm-hmm. It's a biblical name. And as I was growing up, like, it was easy for people just to call me Obi.
Right.
Like going around school. Like, people call my dad Obi in the parks, like Dykeman, Rucker Park. And they call him Obi, Snoop, Dunker's Delight. They have a whole bunch of names for him. And one time I went to the park and someone called me Obi, and it was just Obi from there and on. So,
how old were you when you were able to beat your dad one-on-one?
Freshman year of college.
Wow.
My first
really?
Year.
When, took that
when
long,
I went from
huh?
180 to 220 and I was able to bump him a little bit, that's when I was able to beat him.
Oh, he probably felt so terrible. Good job, Obi.
Oh, yeah. He hung the shoes up.
Now, obviously,
you retired him.
Yes, sir.
you've heard it a million times. It was even on the back page of the papers, you know, Obi-Wan yes, Kenobi, the whole Star Wars thing. Are you a fan of Star Wars? Are you cool with that?
I watched a little bit of Star Wars here and there, like, back in the day when I was younger. But, like, I couldn't tell you exactly what happened in those movies right now. But back
you.
In the day,
I hate
I
those
used
movies.
To watch it.
Good for you. Those movies are awful.
Yeah, Michael never saw the original Star Wars.
I never saw the original, and I don't intend to. Well, I mean, you sound like such a great kid. We're so happy for you.
Yes,
as I said before you came on, it's really one of the great stories of the draft day. I hope you do great with the Knicks because we're ready for the Knicks to be in the playoffs. And I hope that there's going to be fans in the stands at some time so we can come by and say hello. And you are welcome on the show anytime you want, Obi.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys so much for having me. Thank you.
You got it.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.